Today, you know, we're gonna share about Independence Day. We're gonna share about Independence Day, but we're gonna share about our Independence Day. Amen. You know, I'm grateful for July 4th and what it means and what it signifies, you know? And it's amazing. This is amazing. Tyler, you know what July 4th, 1776 was? You better have your mom and dad tell you, okay? They're gonna teach it to you. I know you're young, you might not have heard it yet in school. But listen, I'm at the airport and there's this gentleman that I'm there and I'm talking to him. And I'm like, do I start a conversation or don't I start a conversation? Because sometimes people just don't want to be bothered. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to be bothered. Yep. And, you know, and but I said something to him about his French. I said, his French fries. He came back with McDonald's. And I said, oh, man, I'm kind of hungry. Maybe I should head down there because you got back pretty quick. So maybe the lines aren't that long. Oh, my gosh. Denver Airport was a mess. So anyway, he said, no, I'm just in a hurry. I ran there, ran back. I want to sit down. I want to eat. You know, no, there's a line there. So I don't know how we got to talking, and, you know, he's let me know his life history, and he's let me know he's a teacher, and he loves it, and he said that he teaches 10th and 11th graders, so that means sophomore juniors, 12th grade is seniors, and he teaches two subjects. He teaches American history, and he teaches some type of civics class, whatever, but he said, of all, when they test all the students, okay, when he tests his students, the hardest test for them to pass and the one that they all fail miserably is the one on American history. Huh. That's because it's being wiped away from our schools.
Wow, that's right.
It's being wiped away. The best book that you could get is called Our Founding Fathers by David Hartman. Have you ever read that book?
David Hartman,
Our Founding Fathers. It's beautiful, and it's got the accounts, how it happened. You know, it talks about George Washington. I didn't want to get on this, but talks about George Washington. How, you know what, was he perfect? No. Right? But he was a man of prayer, and he prayed. And you think about how God intervened when they crossed that river. What was that? What was that when Christmas Eve when they, you know, where?
Potomac.
Who? The Potomac. And it was like frozen. His soldiers, you know, they didn't have any shoes. They just had, you know, and how God made the way and how they got the victory. It's amazing. And then it went on to accounts where he found Indian soldiers that fought for the other side. And they came and they finally met him and they said things like, We wanted to see the man whom God protected, okay? Because we had you in our sights, and we shot you. And we shot you over. We had you, and we didn't hit you, you know? And it talked about the bullet holes that were in his long coat. George, it's just, you go through the history, whatever. But anyway, American history. So we celebrate. We're going to celebrate. And a lot of people are on our vacation, and you know what, Linda, what do you think about this? My daughter took her four-day-old baby to fireworks last night.
It's fine.
4 days old.
With
your
plugs.
Huh? They better. You know, and, Lori, if you're listening, okay? If you're listening, everybody's think. I will tell you this. Because we've been invited to go out to Colorado to speak next month, both Allison and I, and everybody's telling her you can't travel with the baby will be 6 weeks by then. Well, there was a baby 3 weeks old yesterday on the plane. 3 weeks is a little thing. 3 weeks. How old is that? So precious. So Wilder, he'll definitely be able to make it. Anyway, where was I? So today, but we're going to celebrate our independence in Christ.
Amen.
Okay? Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, stand in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free.
Amen.
And no longer, see, part 2, no longer be enslaved to a yoke of bondage. Do you know what a yoke of bondage was? Come on, yes, you do.
Yeah.
The law.
The law.
The law. longer be slave to the yoke of bondage, the law. You shall know the truth, Jesus Christ, and the truth shall set you free. And he who the Son makes free is free indeed. From what? The yoke of bondage, the law. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death that came from the law. And I am understanding so much now. I am understanding so much now. I am understanding these two verses better than I ever have. And 2 Corinthians, and this isn't part of the message. This is just a little extra. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 14. Very important verse. I won't ask if you know what it says. You know what it says? I'm just teasing with you. I'm sorry. I know you still love me, right?
Always.
So, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 14, it says this. A veil remains to this day. A veil remains to this day. It clouds our souls and it clouds our hearts. A veil remains to this day whenever what? Guess. Whenever the law is read. Whenever the law is read, a veil remains. Which Christ Jesus done away with. So as long as you adhere to the law, as long as you try to achieve righteousness or morality by keeping standards or by working at it, or by doing, you put a veil there and you will never, ever see the true finished work of Jesus Christ. All right? Now, I can understand better Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23 and 24, where it says, put on your new man, which after Christ has been created in true holiness and true righteousness. How? By the renewing of your mind. See, now you have to renew your mind to being in Christ. And in Christ, I've been made righteous. I don't adhere to the law. I don't listen to the law. I don't strive to keep the law. So now the veil is removed and I can see my righteousness. I know. You know what? I never knew. Now, I understand it better than ever now. There's only three people that I know that came from one of my old churches that understands their true righteousness right now. And that's me and two other people who are here today with me. Okay? And I understand. When I started getting this revelation of, wait a second, and I'm going to go over these scriptures that talk about our righteousness, they must not be in those people's Bibles. They must not be there. All right? And you're going to understand that without a shadow of a doubt, I'm righteous. And so I started awakening to my true righteousness and my true holiness, and I would let people know. I was just so excited when I come to church. You know, you think Brother Vinny is loud?
Yes.
You know, no, Linda will tell you. I used to go up to the left-hand corner of the church that we went to, and because I know I was loud, and I would get in the corner and just because I know I was loud. You know, I was so excited, and I was. You know, and I didn't know any better. And their songs would come up there, and I'm like, that's not right. And I would put my hand around the pastor at the time, and I said, that's not right. And I quote him the scripture, and he would like, yeah, you know, you're right. But it just didn't rub off. It didn't rub off, right? But then I would tell people, I was, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You know? And I remember one of the leaders in the church, I think he's still a church leader there. And I would go up to him. You are righteous, man. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are clothed with his holiness. You are a saint, right? And he was like, yeah, he's no, but I'm not righteous. I'm not righteous. I'm not. No, I'm not holy. I know why now. You want to know why? This is Paul. This is Paul. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. This is the very first verse I want to talk about with righteousness. I'm going to go a whole bunch of verses. This is going to bless you. This is going to bless you. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. You have to believe. Believe what? Listen to what it says. To the Jew first and then to the Greek. Listen, to believe what? For therein lies the righteousness of God. So, they must not be believing in the gospel, because it says the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, right? And it makes you righteous if you believe. So if you're not believing you're righteous, you're not believing in the gospel. Now listen to what it says here in verse 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. For it is written, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. The righteous shall live by faith. You're not righteous because you're not living by faith. They're not righteous because they're not living by faith. They're living by works. They're living by striving to keep morality. They're striving to become something that God says they already are. So they don't have faith for righteousness. So they don't believe they're righteous. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Now I have faith in Jesus Christ. And if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. The old order is passed away. Behold, the new has come. And he was made sin who knew no sin, that I would be made the righteousness of God in him. Amen. Now I put on the true new me, that after Jesus has been created in true holiness and true righteousness, because I'm renewing my mind. And that's the power of the gospel. The power of the gospel. The power of the gospel of Christ. The power of God for salvation to all who believe. You have to believe. And they don't believe. Why? Because they have a veil. They have a veil because of the law. Because of the law. Because of you must. You need to. You have to. You're obligated. You have responsibilities. They don't understand the new creation. I don't have to become anything. I already am. And now I have to be renewed and awakened to the true me. To the true me. To my true nature. To who I truly are. I am. I'm just like Christ. As he is, so am I in this world. I love it when they celebrate. I love it when they celebrate baptism. I'm like, what are you doing? Really, what are you doing, guys? Are you just like, you know, just want to get people wet? Because you're supposed to be signifying, boom, the old man. The old man. What old man? That old man with the sin nature. The sin nature which made him a sinner. Gone. Dead. Buried. Whoop! The new man. The new man. United with Jesus Christ, one with Jesus Christ, created in true holiness and true righteousness. But he's still a sinner saved by grace. No! So that's the first. Now here's another one. Romans chapter 3, verse 22 and 24, and through 24. Now we all know, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, right? We all know that. But you see, verse 22 says, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith in Jesus Christ upon all and unto all that believe. All right? So you see what this is saying? This is saying the righteousness of God that comes to all and is upon all, right, who put their faith in Jesus Christ. Why? Because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. It has to be kept in context. Okay? Verse 22 is a lot more powerful, right? Than just verse 23 alone, and then verse 24. Here it is. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Verse 24. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Thank God for verse 22 and verse 24. Thank God for verse 22 and verse 24. Because verse 23 tells us about the past. Verse 22 and verse 24 tell us what the future is, what the present is, what the present and what my future always is. Powerful. This is our freedom. You know what? I was talking to one of the head professors, teachers at Karis, and I was telling him how, you know, as I'm being renewed, I know there's certain areas that I need to grow in the renewal process. But there's one area where you cannot move me from. You cannot push me off. You can't use sticks of dynamite to blow me off of this position. And that is my righteousness. Amen. And that is my righteousness. Amen. I am as righteous as God is because he made me that way. He made me righteous. And some of these verses just are going to bless you. Some of these verses are going to bless you. Now listen to Romans chapter 3, verse 26. This is what verse 26 says. To declare, I say, at this time, God's righteousness, God the Father's righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him who believes in Jesus Christ. So this is saying that God is just, right? You know how they always say, God is a holy God. God is a just God. Do you really believe he's just God? Do you really believe he's a holy God? Do you really believe that? Because this says that that God calls you just. He calls you righteous because you believe in Jesus Christ. That's amazing. Yes, that holy God, that righteous God calls me righteous because of faith in Jesus Christ. Why didn't anybody teach me verse 26 when I was growing up in the Lord, when I was young? It had to be in their Bibles, right? Now, yep. Romans chapter 4, verse 25. Who was delivered up because of our offenses. And this is the Young's literal translation. Who was delivered up because of our offenses or because of our sins. Now listen. And was raised up because of our being declared righteous. Not too many Christians know that when Jesus rose from the dead, when he rose from the dead, yeah, we celebrate the empty tomb. Yeah, we celebrate the resurrected Savior. But they don't understand that they need to celebrate their righteousness. Because his being raised from the dead was God's declaration righteous. That we were righteous. Right there in the Bible, Vinny. How could you say, well, I'm not righteous? You're pointing your finger in God and the work of Christ and saying you're lying and I don't believe it. No, but they're sincere. No, listen, I take that. They are sincere and I know they love God. I know it. And I pray that, you know, everybody, every believer comes into the true knowledge and the true understanding of their righteousness. Because every blessing hinges on the fact that we qualify. We qualify for the blessing. We qualify for the promises. And why and how? Because of righteousness. Amen. And not righteousness that you have to work for. Righteousness you become by believing in Jesus Christ. Amen. And so now after that verse, who's being declared right, Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being made righteous, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. You have peace with God. He's not mad at you. He's not upset at you. Nor could he ever be mad at you. Nor could he ever be upset at you. Why? Because he declared you holy and he declared you righteous. And that's what he sees. Why? Because of faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. We're righteous. You know what? How freeing that is? I ran from God because I was a sinner. I was a lowly worm. I was not worthy. I was not. No. God called me holy. God called me righteous. God says, come boldly to the throne of my grace and my mercy. Because I've made you to be just like my son, Jesus Christ. Herein is love made perfect. That we have boldness to stand before his judgment. You know how many times I heard that warning message? You know, you're going to be held accountable for everything you do. You're going to be held accountable. There's going to be a lot of tears. And I don't, you know, I'm like, Lord, forgive me. Please forgive me. Oh, I never wanted my wife and my children to be there watching the video screen of their husband and their father and how much of a screw up he was. And how many times he failed. But guess what? That's religion. That's not Jesus. God says, you're going to have boldness to stand before me. Because as my son Jesus is, so are you in this world. Amen. Holy and righteous. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Man. Romans 5:16. Powerful. And not as though, and not as through one who did sin is the free gift. This is King James, so I'm going to explain this to you. And not as through one who did sin is the free gift, for the judgment indeed is of one to condemnation, but the gift is of many offenses to a declaration of righteousness. So now what this is saying is because of what one man did, Adam, sin entered the world, fallen natures, condemnation came, judgment came, and to all. So now, the same way, to all who believe in Jesus Christ, right, comes the declaration of righteous. The declaration of righteous. The declaration of righteousness. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense, death reigned by one, much more, see, here it is, those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by the one Jesus Christ. You have to receive the abundance of grace, and you have to receive by faith your gift of righteousness. And you will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. I proclaim and I have received my gift of righteousness. Woo! Hallelujah. Romans chapter 10, verse 11. This is amazing. We used to get people to say the sinner's prayer. Right?
Yeah.
So here we are. You know, repeat after me, right? Romans chapter 10, verse 10. For with the heart, Jesus, you know, enter my heart, enter my life. I confess you as Lord and Savior, right? And Romans 10:10, right? Romans 10:10. What does Romans chapter 10, verse 10 say? For with the heart, man believes unto what?
Righteousness.
And with the mouth, he makes confession of his salvation. So if you say, but I'm not righteous, because you don't believe in your heart that you are. For with the heart, we believe unto righteousness. This is amazing. It's amazing, the true gospel. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So today, as we celebrate the 4th of July, signing of the Declaration of Independence that day in 1776, July 4th, more than that, we celebrate our independence and our freedom from sin, from the sinful nature, from the old man, from laws and rules and regulations. And we embrace our freedom as we embrace the truth, as we embrace our risen Savior, Jesus Christ, and as we embrace our holiness and our righteousness and our blamelessness. We celebrate that victory. We celebrate that freedom. We celebrate that independence of you have to, you must, you need to, you have to work at. That message that always brings with it guilt, shame, and condemnation. We stand in our freedom and we celebrate our freedom. Hallelujah, through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And now we'll remember that with celebrating communion. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, all that you just provided, Lord.
Yes.
You have provided true holiness and true righteousness. Mm-hmm. That's what your sacrifice did. That's what believing in you did for us. You provided for us that believe in you true holiness and true righteousness. Born again, born anew, born from above, united with you, one with you. Your brokenness, your shed blood for our healing and for our wholeness and for our forgiveness, for our cleansing, for our redemption. Oh, we just praise you, Jesus. We worship you. We glorify you. We remember the body, Lord, that was broken and beaten and battered for us, for our wholeness. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the power of God unto salvation. Salvation, healing, and wholeness. We thank you for that, Jesus. We thank you that our bodies are healed and are whole and restored and revived and renewed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord. I have been washed whiter than snow.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, I know I love the snowfall, Lord. I love the snowfall. I love the snowfall. I look at all that snow and how bright white it is. You washed me whiter than snow. Amen. Cleansed me. And now, sins and iniquities you remember no more. I thank you for that blood, Jesus. Yes. I thank you for that blood that redeemed me, that forgave me, that saved me. We partake together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Now, as we go, we remember that through Jesus Christ, we are the head and not the tail. We are the top and not the bottom. We are above only. We are blessed coming in and blessed going out. And we are living in the overflow because of our righteousness, because of our gift of righteousness from Jesus Christ.
Glory, glory.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Give you all the glory.